Today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Vav, the last daf in Bameh Behema. The last daf here, but the second daf that connects to the topic from yesterday. So yesterday's shiur, we spoke about the general topic of sins of biblical figures. So obviously that'll connect to today's discussion. Yesterday we spoke about it in general from Rav Hirsch and Rav Dessler and Rav Yeruchim, and then we went specifically into Reuven. What was Reuven's chet, and why Chazal had that attitude. But today we'll talk about David HaMelech. That is probably the most famous one under discussion. The Gemara says here, Nun Vav Amid Aleph, Amr Yishvul Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Kala Omer David Chata Eino Ela Toa. If somebody says that David was chote, Eino Ela Toa. And again, as we said yesterday, according to many, that means if anybody says David was chote in the same, and looked at David's chet in the same way that we look at our own chataim. That's how the Mefarshim say. If anybody says that these people sinned in the same way that we sinned, exactly, eino ela toeb, that is a mistake. Shenemar vehi David l'chol derachav maskil v'Hashem imo. Hashem was with him. Efshar chet bal yado v'shchina imo. Is it possible that he did such a terrible chet and the Shechina was with him? Right? So therefore, it must be that he didn't sin in the full sense. Was there some type of sin? 100%. Chazal say that all over. We had the Gemara earlier. Remember Daf Lamed? Right? David HaMelech asked Hashem, am I forgiven? Hashem says, yes. Give me a sign. No, I'm not giving you a sign now. I'll give you a sign after you die in Shlomo HaMelech's lifetime. Remember, Shlomo HaMelech wanted to open the doors of the Beis HaMikdash when he brought the Aron, and the doors were locked, and he said, please, please, David, please, please open. And he said 24 Renanos, the special Shmon Esrei, until he said, do it for my father David. Then the doors opened, and everybody saw that David was Nimchal on the Chet. So there was some type of Chet. But what was that Chet? Chazal was telling us, not the exact Chet that was as it seemed. Elamani Makaye Madua Bazisas Dvar Hashem Lasos Hara. Why does it say Psukim that seemed to give the impression that he gave it did it something terrible? Bikesh Lasos Valoasa. He headed towards the Chet, but it wasn't exactly the Chet as is described. And then the Gemara goes into some of the Psukim about Uriah and Bathsheba. So let's talk about this a little bit. There are a number of Gemaras that given the impression like this, like the impression that our Gemara gives, that it was Eino Ela Toa. And that, of course, is the Gemara in Maseches Psachim. The Gemara about who's going to bench at that Suda. The Gemara is going to bench. Who's going to bench at the Suda? Kuf, Yud, Tes, Amid, Beis. The Gemara discusses who's going to bench at the Suda Shal Mashiach? Avraham Avinu. Also, the Kadosh Baruch Hu lasu Suda laTzadikim b'yom sheyigam alchasu lazar shel Yitzchak. And after they eat and drink, Avraham Avinu, you want a bench? No. Yatsvi many Yishmael. Yitzchak, no. I had an Esav. Yaakov, no. I married two sisters, Bichayehen. Amr lo Moshe, no. I wasn't zoche to go into Eretz Yisrael. Lo zachisi likanes laEretz Yisrael. Lo bechayai. Velobamosi, which is a remez that there's supposed to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. There is a minority group of poskim that say if you didn't live there, you shouldn't be buried there because it's a kitrug. Well, you're coming here when you're dead. You didn't come here when you're alive. That wasn't good enough. But that's not what most assume. Most assume that it's a schus to be buried there, even if one didn't live there. And that's why many gedolim throughout the generations, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Aaron Kotler, many of those who did not live here, even earlier, they moved many, Rav Meir Shapiro, the Chida, they're all moved. But anyway, Amar lo Moshe, Tol Abrech, Yoshua, you want a bench? No, I didn't have a son. David, you want a bench? Anima varech, v'li no'el varech. Shneamar, kos yishuos esau v'shem Hashem ekra. So David says, there is a marsha that I don't always mention when I mention this Gemara. There's a marsha that discusses, maybe it's specifically the chatoim that were mentioned, and that is why David and Melech benches, and the others are not zochet to bench. Says the Marsha, Shekol echad mehem nasan siba haminia mimenu milavarech. Because it says, what do you have to mention in benching? We learned the Maseches Brachos. You have to mention Malchus Beis David. You have to mention Bris Milah. You have to mention Eretz Yisrael. So each one of these personalities were lacking in one of those. And that's why it says, Lozet Amar Avram, Shamar Eni Bavarech, Shazmeni Yishmael, Vechen Yitzchak, Shazmeni Esav, Velo Yocholomar Bris, Shehu Brischa, Shemachmas, Bivsarenu, Shehu Hamila, Shein Zochim Bemila, Dixiv Beparshas Mila, Esbrisi Akimis Yitzchak, Verbina Kibi Yitzchak, Yikarla Zara, Velo Kal Yitzchak, Lamaida Zera Esav. So Yitzchak, descendants of Yishmael don't have an obligation. Descendants of Yitzchak, of Esav don't have an obligation. V'yamar she Yaakov married two sisters. She asita Torah le'asar alai. And he can't say Torah, because Torah says that you can't marry two sisters. Al Torah slash libatonu. Moshe, lo tzachisi l'chadis Eretz Yisrael. He can't say Eretz Chemda over Rechava. To be shemhachi kamar shlo tikin ala berchas hazon lo berchas haaretz, because he didn't go in. Yeshua she tikin berchas haaretz, zachal ikan isba. What about Yeshua ben Nun? Well, shalom zachal ben, kemoshe zachal David, livnos Yerushalayim, v'shlomo beno, bana beis hamikdash. And that's why only David, she zachal, shehu bana Yerushalayim, u beno, bana beis hamikdash, al ze tiknu berchas, Bone Yerushalayim, Yalkin Amar Le, Shezachisi Lakol Hani Mili Lina Elavarech. So it's Afka, I'm great, but I specifically, Birchas Hamazon, that's what the Marsha says, is Meduyek, that all of the earlier personalities have a problem with Birchas Hamazon. But you read that Gemara, you don't see, think of any chait. But there are a number of Gemaras that talk about the chait of David HaMelech, the chait of David. Right, you look at remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Zion, where the Gemara says that David, very unusual Gemara, David says to Hashem, it's not fair. It's not fair that in Shemona Esrei, the Bnei Yisrael say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why not Elokei David? Why not? Amar, Hashem says to David, Insu Minsuli, Va'at Lo Minsusli. They passed their tests. You didn't pass your tests. Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, B'chanani V'nasani. Test me. Test me. Not a good thing to request. Test me. Amar, Hashem says, okay, I'll test you. I'll even give you the name of the topic of the test. Minsin alachav, avidna milsa badach, diladituhu lo datinu, vilo anakomod alacha, de minsin alacha, bidvar erva. I'm going to test you with a dvar erva. Miyad, vahiles erev, vayakam dovan mial mishkavo, and he sees Batsheva on the top. Okay, that's the Gemara that talks about. But it's clear from there that there was a problem there, right, by the Sanhedrin Kuf Zion. And of course, the Gemara Bamitzia on Dafnun Tess. Where the Gemara says, again, a very sharp Gemara, where David was giving shir about any topic in the world. He's giving shir about Negoim and Alos, right? He's giving a shir about Hilchas Saras. And somebody in the back of the room raises their hands. And David says, yeah, what's your question? And they say, Habal Ishas Ish, Misasu Bama. Right? What's the halacha for Habal Ishas Ish? The people throughout his life that made David's life crazy. And David said, Misaso b'chenek v'yesh la'olam haba, avol malbim b'nei chavir b'rabim ein lo chelok olam haba, says David HaMelech. But it sounds like from that Gemara that unless he was just saying that because he was playing along with them, but it wasn't really a chait. But again, there are Gemaras that give off that impression. And of course, the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Tes, which talks about Kol HaYotzei l'melchama b'beis David, which we'll talk about soon. But how do we approach this issue with David HaMelech? If you look at the passages of the Psukim in Shmuel Aleph, it seems like a chait. It seems like David HaMelech took a married woman, and then after being with her, tried to get the husband, Uriah, to come back to be with his wife, so that if there's a child born, it'll be known that it won't be known that it's from David. And then he sent and he had him killed. And if you look in the Abarbanel team takes a kipshuto. He says, David did five things wrong here. The Abarbanel there in Sefer Shmuel Beis says that there were five things wrong. Doesn't mince any words. Ha'echan me'ashachata David be'eshes ish. Va'ishka v'zeshes re'eyo. V'zeh b'li safek yoter beguna b'melech. Shishka v'zeshes avdo. V'yigdafeyo v'yashkiseyo b'zeh. V'kol shekein to be also tarid b'avudasel v'nilchem as v'lchamosav. The husband was fighting a war. Number one. Number two. V'tat sheni b'mashe ishtadil David. She'urya yishka v'zesh tov yeyechashiv lo ha'ben ha'yilod. To try to get Uriah to be with his wife. To bring him back from the battlefield. Tzad shlishi b'meshe tziva lasum es Uriah el mol ha'melchama. Hachazaka lahamiso, v'ze avon plili. Lahamisa so isha ze, alo chamas bechapov. Number four. Ba'ofan amisa, v'yariga shahargu b'cherev b'nei amon, v'adei oive Hashem. Right? It's not like, let's say, Morib b'malchus, as the Gemara says, but you let the enemy kill him? That's not so kumuchubad. And number five, right after the child is born, and he said shiva for 7 days, right? Kshavar ha'evel shivas yamim al eishas uria miyad tziva hamelach la'alach el beisov. He marries her right afterwards. So Abarbanel is very upset. But if you look at the Malbim says if you read the psukim very carefully, you will realize where Chazal got it from. Just like we mentioned from Reuven from yesterday, if you read the psukim carefully, we mentioned yesterday from Reb Yehuda Chassid, but if you look very closely at the psukim, what does the psukim say? The psukim first of all say, David sees this woman, and vayishlach David vayidrosh leisha. He says, find out about this woman. Vayomer halozos batsheva basila, meishas or yachiti. So he finds out about her, and then David sends and takes her and is with her. What did he find out in the interim? What do you mean vayidrosh leisha? Right, what is that? What does that mean? It must be that he found out who she was and that her husband went to war. And once that happens, then David knows. that Kala Yotzin Lachemus Lebeis David get Krisas Kosen Leishto, as we know, so she was semi-divorced already at that time. Says the Malbim, V'daito, quoting the Abarbanel, Shabam es harbe ashba rak al yado sheshav b'tshuva. He did terrible things, but then he was shav b'tshuva. Amnam im ha'ashkafa nechona das chachaminu zal mukhrachas. Shem ha'isa eishas ish, eich locha acharkach le'isha. First of all, David kept the Torah. You want to say that somebody had a taiva all of a sudden and couldn't control himself? But then he married her. There's an Issa Labal and Issa Laboel by Nation's Issa's Insa. It's not only Issa to the husband. So David lived in sin for the rest of his life with Bathsheba? That's impossible. It's impossible that that would be with David HaMelech. Vali Asura Laboel. Ve'ech tsum v'ispal sheyichya. And he davened that the child would live. The child that was born. And he was so sad. What do you mean? If this was a mamzer, he would want this child to live so badly. Ve'ech neskabla tshuvaso v'isha asura lo. Mi divrei Torah, medes bebeisav, is a ketova v'sheres biyado. Ve'ech bachar Hashem mizera hanolad me'isha zos shevet moshlim. And you want to say she was it was living in sin? Then Shlomo is a tainted child, and that's where Malchus Beis David comes from. It's impossible. And he's called Yedid Hashem, Yedidya. Mikol zemevur nigla shebat sheva lo nesra al David ki ayotzi lemalchama ba'esahi, as was happened at other times in the past. She was divorced, and that's what it means by Yidrosh. Right, they checked. David did the research and found out that she was a single woman. And then it was the very next pasuk. He lay with her. And the pasuk has to tell us that she wasn't Anida. If she was an Ashes Ish, what does that help? Okay, she wasn't Anida. She was Ashes Ish. That's also a Chiyamisa. Why does it tell us that David's keeping halacha? The point is that the pasuk is alluding to the fact that there was no Isser. There was no Isser Ashes Ish. There was no Isser Nida. And therefore, says the Malbim, if you look at the details of the Psukim, so then it would show that David HaMelech did not do exactly, he did something wrong. He did something wrong. Whether it was, like we said from Reuven, whether it was a Chil Hashem, that definitely could have been. And David, remember, did Tshuva for the rest of his life. V'chatasi negdi tamid. And the whole Shmuel Beis is paying for that, right? The Avshalom and Amnon, all the stuff that David had to go through. Mitzad, that he was the object of these activities. Chazal say that was all part of the Onesh. But that doesn't mean that the Chait was different than it looks like on the surface. So then the question is, so why was the Chait written in such a way that reading it on the surface, it really looks bad? You know, why is it written that way in the text? So, four ideas. Number one, the Ran says in the Drashas HaRan, it was written that way because for David HaMelech, it was Ki'ilu. Because of the Chil Hashem, yes, it was Mutter, technically, but for David HaMelech, it was Ki'ilu, this happened. Because who he was, the end of Drush Shishi, says the Ran. Hitzia kasev zeh ki'ilu chata chait gadol va'atzum. Ki oso hama'at le'david, k'moshe modim bo chazal shachata, hayanech shavlo k'moshe yanech shavlo adam acher shachata kol ma sheyore alav pshat, hakasuf. David HaMelech doing this, which was mutter, was ki'ilu somebody else actually did it, because of the level that David was on. So really, formulating the sin like this is showing us the godless of David HaMelech, not showing us the p'chisus. V'hodiyah ha'kasuv, ki gam k'sheyechta atom chet atzum, she is kapralo. And as Chazal say, and even if somebody does such a terrible sin, there can be tshuva. V'sheyah yoser roi David le'anish kvi golda tzidko. Shekarish brachu medatik im siyev kuchut asayra. But David HaMelech kept the sin in front of him and was able to overcome. But that's why it was formulated that way, to show us that the godless of David HaMelech, that for his level, it was ki'ilu. This was considered a chait. And then he says, and even if you want to say he didn't do it, but it shows us the koach of David HaMelech's tshuva, which is a message for generations. The Ben Yehoyada mentions the Chil Hashem element, what people thought. And rabbis and Chazal have to be squeaky clean. And it's formulated like this because when it comes to clergy, like we had a shiur a couple of days ago about Adam Chashev Shaini, because everybody looks at them and they do one step less. Or just per se, they're the symbol of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, says the Ben Yehoyada in Yuma on Daf Samach Vav, that one has to recognize that they have to have a higher level because of the Chil Hashem element that could take place by people watching what they do. But then there is an idea that we've quoted in other contexts. It's quoted from Rav Yeruchim. I'll quote it from Rav Yeruchim because I usually don't quote it from Rav Yeruchim. And then I'll quote it from the Ema Banim Smeicha. If you look in Das Torah, in Vayeshev, this is on Yehuda and Tamar. Rav Yeruchim says, Vayereha Yehuda Vayachshevel Lazona Ki Chista Paneha. And all the Mefarshim ask, how did Yehuda do that? Yehuda thought she was a Zona and was with her. So how did he do it? So the Medrash. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bikesh Lavar Vizimin Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach Shu Memuna Al Hataiva. Amar Lo Yehuda, Hechan Atoholech, Mehechan Malachim Omdim, Mehechan Gedolim Omdim. There was something, there was chet, but sometimes there are certain events in history that are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand behind the scenes. So yes, the individuals might be held accountable somewhat, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planning this, like Yosef being sold by his brothers. It takes away a little bit of the sharpness. Says Rav Yeruchim, I'm going to tell you something. I have a mesorah from my rebbeim. If Yehud and Tamar wouldn't have been like this, then David and Melech wouldn't have come out. Why? Kanu sod shel malchus melech hamashiach shemuchrach liozdavka beiskasya. David HaMelech and Malchus Beis David had to come to the world in a way that does not look like a way that David HaMelech should come to the world. I've said enough, says the Das Torah. What's he talking about? So, we've mentioned in the past a Kabbalistic idea that sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring a great good to the world, a matana to the world, Midas Hadin says, no, they don't deserve it. You can't bring this. What are you doing? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothes the great matana in unseemly garments in order to be able to get it in under the rug, so to speak. And that's what the Beis Yosef, if you look in the Ema Banim Smecha, on page Kuf Chav Gimel, he quotes from the Magen Meisharim, the Beis Yosef in Parshas Vayigash. That's David HaMelech. Where did David HaMelech come from? Lot and his daughters, Yehuda and Tamar, Rus and Boaz. All of these could be explained, but this is David HaMelech? The answer is yes, because it had to come this way. And he quotes, Mavur b'sifrei mekubalim, Sheba'ez, Shehashem Yisparach rotzeh la'azos, Ez adavar gadol ba'olam, Shenogeh l'elyonim b'shmei Hashemayim l'atona baretz. Hashem wants to bring something that applies to the whole world. Remember, one of the seven items that were created before the world was created was Shmo Shel Mashiach. Right, so this was the destiny of the world before the world was created. When Hashem wanted to bring it in, as Hashem Yisparach ma'atev davar zeh b'kama mina itufim, v'yafilu b'emsoim she'enam na'im, v'odim k'urim, ugly, k'dei sholo yargishu b'zeh adinim ha'makatragim. And if it would have been done in public, midas adin ma'keves alav, and it would never have happened. So that's why also, David HaMelech was formulated like this, and it looked like this, because it was under the rug, so to speak, so it wouldn't be noticed. And that's what he quotes from Chazal, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nachash Mitzia Mashiach Bon Behesachadas. Mashiach has to come with Hesachadas. What does that mean? So he says, one pshat is this idea. If you don't realize Mashiach is coming, it comes under the rug, Kidei Sheyasiach Satan Daito, V'yomar, Hasrarav HaMashiach Lo Yavo Elam Yayachas V'akdusha V'lo Yavo Zer Derech, and won't be able to come. And he quotes, that's what the Malach, right, that the Beis Yosef learned with. The Magen Meshar and the Malach told the Beis Yosef, that's why he had to come from Rusa Moavia, Islan Tukfalis Kafa, Al Hahu Sitra. So those are a few ideas why it had to be written in this way. Again, the Ran, because on his level, it was Ki'ilu, it was this type of chait. Number two, to formulate it like this, so people will think it's such a bad Avera, and still tshuva is possible. Right? That's to show that there's never a time that tshuva is not possible. Number two. Number three, says the Ben Yoyada, because of the Chil Hashem element, and Tzadikim on their level, you know, have to be worried about that and concerned about that. And finally, the fourth idea, the need to cover up because of the Midas Hadin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a wanting to get it in under the rug. Just to mention, we cannot have mentioned this in the Shir, the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksubis, on Daf Tes, that all the chayalot shall be. Why wasn't it an Avera? Because he was already divorced. Uriah was already divorced from Batsheva. What do you mean they were divorced? Because the Gemara says that anyone who used to go to battle in Malchus Beis David used to write a get to their wives before they went out. Because, let's say, you wouldn't know, she doesn't want to be left in Aguna. And you don't know sometimes what happens on the battlefield. And that's what the Gemara says. Tassim Abeis, top line, in Ksubis. Kol ha-yotzei l'molchemes Beis David, get krisus kosev l'ishto. I used to write a get. Get krisus kosev l'ishto. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what kind of get? So Rashi here says implicitly, but Rashi says on today's daf here, right? It's right here. On today's daf, get krisus. The Tosfos is, Tosfos is here too. I'm sorry. I didn't remember. Tosfos is here too. Rashi says, get krisus al tanai. Shem yamos temu gureshes me'achshav. Upa'amim shutar b'teisav v'shochem v'nei melchama. He writes a get al tanai, which is a problem, the Mefarshim wonder. If it was a get al tanai, that if he doesn't come back, then it'll be gelam afreya. So when David HaMelech was with Batsheva, it was still suffik, eshesish. That's a problem. With that pshat, you have to explain it, the Pnei Yeshua and others. Tosfos says, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, no, they wrote a get period. Right? It wasn't al tanai. He divorced. What did the Kohanim do? So they couldn't do that, because then they wouldn't be able to remarry their wives. But that's Rabbeinu Tam says, Remegarsha Lagamre, below Shum Tanai. Right, and that's what does it say? Mutav Shiva Adam Safeg Eshezis Valyabane Chariah Barabim. You know that from David? They called it Safeg Eshezis because it was done Bitsina, because nobody knew about the get. But it wasn't that it was a get al Tanai. That's a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. A lot of lumdus about that Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramah quotes in Evan Ezer that the Minog is not to write any Tanam on Gittin, Bizman Azeh. We try not to write any tanayim because it just the details are too complicated. But either way, this is some of the issues regarding the chait of David HaMelech.